我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在历代志的里头，实在是给我们看见许多我们平常忽略的事情。
Within the books of Chronicles, that we have seen many things that we normally would neglect.
我们上次看到罗伯安，他接上了大卫的儿子所罗门做王。
Last time we saw the Rehoboam, he succeeded after Solomon, son of David, to become king.
他在神的面前可以说是没有什么可纪念的。
Before God, he has very few things that we remember by God.
只是因着从以色列那边逃过来的人给他一点的影响。
But because of the influence of those who came from Israel,
在神面前度过了三年是神能点头的日子。
That he has spent 3 years as approved by God.
但是等到那三年过了。
But after that 3 years.
那罗伯安就完全的离弃了神。
That Rehoboam has completely forsaken God.
虽然历代志没有记载他怎么离弃神。
Even though in the Second Chronicles it did not mention how he forsaken God.
只是说那三年过了他就 离弃了耶和华的律法。
He only said that after that 3 years he has forsaken God's words.
但是我们很清楚的了解。
But we can understand very clearly.
如果你要从列王记那里找资料，很清楚的在那里给他数算。
If you want to look up from the books of Kings, you can see it very clearly.
但是光是历代志的这一句话就已经很够了。
And only these words from the books of Kings that is very is enough.
离弃耶和华的律法。
That he has departed from the laws of the Lord.
那在旧约的日子来说。
And according to these days.
耶和华的律法就是代表他自己在以色列中所显明的管理。
The laws of the Lord has shown the people that his guidance among the Israelites.
离弃耶和华的律法就是离弃神的自己。
So leaving the laws of the Lord is to leave the Lord himself.
那离弃神的结果呢，定规是跑到拜偶像。
And the result of leaving the Lord is to worship Gentile gods.
所以罗伯安的后期除了那三年，起初那三年以后的日子全都是在野神怒气的日子来过。
So during Rehoboam's years, except for those 3 years, he was spending the years to entice God's wrath.
所以到了十二章最末了，你就看到神给他的那一个评语。
So you can see the comment or the evaluation of God for Rehoboam.
十四节。
Verse 14.
罗伯安行恶，因他不立定心意寻求耶和华。
He did evil because he had not set his heart on seeking the Lord.
好，那么所以罗伯安死了。
And then Rehoboam died.
他在犹大做王17年。
And he reigned for 17 years in Judah.
那他就死了。
And then he died.
那然后他的儿子就接上来做王。
And then his son became the king.
那他的儿子叫做亚比亚。
His son's name is Abijah.
在列王记叫他亚比亚。
And there's another name in the book of Kings.
但是都是差不多的那个发音了。
The pronunciation is about the same.
那这个他的儿子做王做了多久呢？
And how long has his son reigned?
做了三年。
It's only 3 years.
可以说是被掳前在被掳的那段日子里头做不算。
And we're not counting the years when they're in captivity.
在被掳的事情发生以前，在犹大做王最短是他了。
And before the
差不多是最短是他了。
Before the captivity, he was almost the shortest. He has reigned the shortest time.
以后马拿西的儿子比他还要短一点。
And the son of Manasseh, he has reigned even shorter time.
虽然是只有三年。
Even though it's only for 3 years.
但在这三年的里头。
But within these 3 years.
这个亚比亚在神的面前好像没有什么可给纪念的事情。
This Abijah is as if he has nothing to be remembered by the Lord.
因为从列王记那边我们也看到。
Because in the books of Kings we can see.
看到什么？
And what do we see?
亚比亚，这个亚比亚，他也是不敬畏神。
This Abijah, he did not fear God.
也是把犹大带到以神的怒气的那光景里的。
He also brought Judah under the wrath of God.
但是我们读十三章历代志的时候。
But when we look at the Second Chronicles,
我们好像有一个这样的印象。
But we have this impression.
亚比央这个人也还不错啊。
Abijam, this person is not bad.
他还会高举神的名字。
Because he would exalt God's name.
他还会说出神在他们中间所设立的，他们持守做。
That he would say that what God has established among us.
如果我们看到亚比央的这一段事情。
And if we look at the recording of Abijam.
我们就觉得亚比央还不错啊。
Then we say that Abijam is not that bad.
但是在神的面前。
But before God.
亚比央的那一个。那个评论呢、啊、也是很糟糕的。
The evaluation by God of this person, Abijam, is very bad.
所以我们就要留意了。
Then we should pay attention.
十三章好像把亚比亚记录的那么好。
In chapter 13, it says if the recording of Abijah is very good.
那究竟为什么会给记录的那么好呢？
And why is that the recording of him is so good?
而事实上他也真的是不是那么好。
But in reality, it's not that good.
那神为什么这样来给他做记录呢？
And why would God give him such a record?
那这就是我们读历代志的时候所要注意的那个特殊的地方。
And this is a special place that we should pay attention when we read the Chronicles.
我们先留意他做了一件什么好事。
Let's first pay attention to what kind of good thing he has done.
那严格说来还不是什么好事。
Strictly speaking, it's not that good.
不过在当时的情形来说，他那个的确是一件好事。
But under the circumstance of that time, it's a very good thing.
他做完以后。
After he became king.
那耶罗波安就带着以色列那边的大军来要攻打犹大。
The Jeroboam with his great army from Israel, he wanted to attack Judah.
这里没有说耶罗波安为什么要攻打犹大。
It didn't mention here the reason why he wanted to attack Judah.
你就是在列王记上面去找，也没有找到是什么理由。
Even if you want to find it from the First Kings, you could not find the reason.
反正北边的以色列国就是来攻打犹大。
But the fact is the East Israel in the northern kingdom wanted to attack Judah.
我们有理由相信。
That we have reasons to believe.
耶罗波安为什么做金牛犊？
The reason why Jeroboam created the golden calves.
他也就是为什么来攻打犹大。
And that's the same reason that he wanted to attack Judah.
他做金牛犊就是为了保护他自己的那个国权。
That he created the gold, he made a golden calf so that he can protect his authority.
他说叫金牛犊的那个原因，乃是要阻挡以色列人到耶路撒冷去敬拜神。
The reason he made the golden calf is to prevent the people to go to Jerusalem to worship God.
他怕以色列人那样长久到耶路撒冷去，他们就会背叛他。
He was afraid that if the Israelites continued to go to Jerusalem, they would rebel against him.
所以他造了一个金牛犊来阻挡以色列的百姓往南边走。
So he made a golden calf so to prevent the Israelites to go to the south.
并且他在亚比央以前也已经一再和犹大打仗了。
So he was warring against Judah even before the years of Abijam.
那这一次就打的仗是来的比较凶猛一点。
So this time the battle was fierce.
因为耶罗波安挑选了大能的勇士八十万人。
Because he has chosen 800,000 fighting men.
来对付亚比亚。
To deal with Abijah and the kingdom of Judah.
然后你看亚比亚在这样的一个场面的底下。
So under this circumstance.
他怎么来应付这一个呢？
How could Abijah deal with it?
他手上只有四十万人。
And he only had 400,000 fighting men.
那是二和一的比。
So it's 2-1 ratio.
如果从那个兵丁的人数来说，他是只有别人的一半。
If it's according to the number of the troops, he only has half as big as a troop.
他们摆阵在那里的时候
and when they draw the battle line,
亚比亚就出来说了一番话
Abijah came out and spoke.
那这一番话就是说到神把国交给大卫
and the words told that the God gave the kingdom to David.
而耶罗波安是背叛了大卫，自己立了一个国。
And Jeroboam is the one who rebelled against David.
来与大卫家来对抗。
And he rebelled against the house of David.
同时也把敬拜耶和华神这一件事情在以色列人的中间来斩断。
And he also put a stop to worshiping God among the Israelites.
他造个金牛犊。
And that he made the golden calf.
另外的一些祭司。
And also established some other priests.
把利未人和亚伦的子孙都赶走。
And he had cast away the Levites and the descendants of Aaron.
另外就在以色列那边开始对金牛犊来敬拜。
And then he would worship the golden calves in Israel.
那么他就说了。
And then he said,
我们犹大是维持活在神的面前。
We Judah, we hold fast to live before the Lord.
我们是遵守着神自己的话来过我们的日子，来侍奉神，来敬拜神。
And we follow God's words to live our lives and to worship Him.
那现在你们来攻打我们。
So now you're here to attack us.
你们明明就是在那里来对付耶和华神。
Very clearly, you're going against the Lord.
这样子，你们那个结果一定是不会好的。
So that as a result, you would not have a good ending.
比如说，如果我们看亚比亚这一番话。
For instance, if we look at these words spoken by Abijah.
你要没有办法不承认亚比亚是的确是敬畏神的。
Then we have to acknowledge that Abijah actually feared the Lord.
拣选神的。
And he chose God.
是照着神的心思来活了。
And he lived according to God's heart.
但是你没有办法想到。
But you would not be able to imagine.
他嘴巴里讲的是这样一回事。
These are the words in his mouth.
实际他所做的也是另外一回事。
But in reality, what he's done is different.
他虽然是接纳利未人。
Even though he accepted the Levites.
他虽然是尊重祭司。
Even though he respected the priests.
但是他确实把他最高的那一个敬拜给了偶像。
But he gave his highest worship to the idols.
那所以我们留意到这样的一个人的时候。
So when we look at this person.
我们就注意了。
They want to take note.
我们先不说为什么神只给他三年的光阴。
We'll first not mention why God only gave him 3 years.
我们要留意的就是。
Well, we need to take note of.
当他在战场上向以色列人说了这样的一番话。
After he spoke these words to Israelites in the battlefield,
耶罗伯安听了没有?
Did Jeroboam hear it?
没有。
He did not.
耶罗伯安相反的。
On the contrary,
当他在那里对以色列人说话的时候,
while he was speaking to the Israelites,
他就安排他的军队跑到犹大人的后方。
That Jeroboam sent his troop around to the rear of the troop of Judah.
然后就起来前后夹攻犹大。
And then he ambushed them from the front and the back.
当那个战事一开始的时候。
So after the battle started.
那亚比亚就发觉了。
Abijah discovered.
犹大人就发觉了。
And after the Judah, 他们是前后受敌。Also discovered they are surrounded by the enemies.
是怎么打了这个仗？
So how could they fight this battle?
他们只好逃走。
So they could only flee.
但是呢
？But
好像还没有逃走以前。
Even before they begin to flee.
他们还记得一件事。
They still remember one thing.
他们去呼求神。
They call out to the Lord.
他们在那呼求神的时候。
When they cry out to the Lord.
神就让以色列的军队给打败。
The God let the troop of the Israel.
并且败得好惨。
Were defeated and they were completely defeated.
惨到一个什么的光景呢
？To a point.
以色列就长长的一段时期再不能有力量来攻打犹大。
That Israel for a long, long time they did not have the strength to attack Judah.
那现在我们注意了。
Now let's take note.
十八节。
Verse 18.
那时以色列人被制服了， 犹大人得胜是因依靠耶和华他们列祖的神。
The men of Israel were subdued on that occasion, and the men of Judah were victorious because they rely on the Lord, the God of their fathers.
啊，然后二十节。
And verse 20.
亚比亚在世的时候，耶罗波安不能再强盛，耶和华攻击他，他就死了。
Jeroboam did not regain power during the time of Abijah, and the Lord struck him down, and he died.
好。那如果我们看这一件事
，So if you look at this incident，
你说亚比亚还不错了
，You say Abijah is not bad。
但是弟兄姊妹们，你要注意。
But brothers and sisters, take note。
当时亚比亚在这一次的战争的里头，他站在一个什么的地位？
What kind of position was Abijah standing on during this battle?
他是正站在一个做领头的地位。
He was standing in the position of the leader.
虽然他的话是说的那么的，明确又清楚。
Even though his words are so clear.
但是他自己实在并不是一个敬畏神的人。
But he himself was not a person who feared the Lord.
所以当他看见那个情势是那样危急的时候
，So when he see the situation was so bad.
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有留意到
？Brothers, did you notice this?
这个时候亚比亚在哪里
？Where was Abijah this time?
不知道。
We don't know.
当然他是在阵中。
He was in the battle.
但是他却没有出头。
But he wasn't there.
你看到那个整个局势的扭转
，and you see this turning around of the situation，
不是他的问题
，it's not the matter that has to do with him，
是犹太人犹大人的问题
，it's a matter that has to do with the people of Judah。
那当时在这样的前后受敌的光景里
，and at this time when they were surrounded by the enemy，
犹大人就在那里呼求神。
The people of Judah cried out to the Lord.
当然，也许也包括亚比亚在里头，也说不定。但是肯定一件事，他不是做头的。
Perhaps it included Abijah, but he was not the leader.
他应该做头的。
He's supposed to be the leader.
但是他们这神的记录里头不是他做头。
But in God's record, he's not the one who's leading.
是犹大人自动的在那里呼求。
It was the people of Judah that automatically they cried out to the Lord.
好了。弟兄姊妹要注意了。
My sisters, take note.
什么叫做犹大人呼求
？What does that mean by the people of Judah crying out？
什么叫做犹大人呼求
？What does that mean by the people of Judah crying out？
弟兄姊妹记得，当时是在战场。
My sisters, remember that time they were in the battlefield.
他那个战场在什么地方呢
？And where was its battlefield？
是在以法莲的山地那里。
It was in the Ephraim, in that area.
在这个以法莲山地的战场里头，两军相遇了。
And the hill country of Ephraim that these two troops met.
就发生这些事情。
And all these things happened.
那犹大人就在那里呼喊。
And the people of Judah, they cried out.
在那里呼求神。
And they cried out to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
留意一件事。
Pay attention to this.
他们呼求神。
They cried out to the Lord.
他们怎么呼求神
？How did they cry out?
虽然圣经没有明说。
Even though the Bible did not say very clearly,
但是我们有理由相信。
But we have reasons to believe.
他们记得所罗门献殿的时候，那一在神面前蒙应允的祷告。
They remember the prayer of Solomon when he dedicated the temple to the Lord.
他们就呼求神。
And they cried out to the Lord.
那我们不知道他们是不是都转过来面朝着耶路撒冷那个方向来呼求。
We don't know if they all turned around and faced direction of Jerusalem.
而我们就撇开这一点。
So we will not mention this.
我们只留意犹大人在那里呼求神。
But we will focus on that the people of Judah cried out to the Lord.
那这一个人和神中间的那一个关系就显出来了。
And this relationship between God and man has manifested.
犹大人在那个时候
The people of Judah at that time.
尽管他们的王并不那样尊重神
Even though the king did not respect God very much.
但是犹大的百姓是转向神
But the people of Judah, they turned back to God.
结果呢？
As a result,
这次犹大得了全胜。
This time Judah they gained complete victory.
是你留意十八节刚才我们读的，不是说是亚比亚把他们打败。
So in verse 18, it did not say that Abijah defeated Israel.
是说以色列人给犹大人制服。
But it says that Israel they were subdued by the men of Judah.
犹大人所以能制服以色列，乃是因为依靠耶和华。
The men of Judah, the reason they can subdue the Israelites is because they relied on the Lord.
好了，现在我们就要来注意了。
And now let's pay attention to this.
不管这一次的那个战事是怎样的经过。
And it doesn't matter how this battle has passed.
这是唯一的一件事，亚比亚可以在神面前给数算的。
And this is the only thing that Abijah can be remembered by the Lord.
他给数算的是哪是什么事呢？
And what is this matter that's remembered by the Lord?
上面他说的那段话。
Is all these words that's spoken by him.
他肯定神的位，肯定神的那一个地位。
That he confirmed God's position.
他确定神的那个权柄。
And he confirmed God's authority.
但是他的实际并不如此。
But in reality, he's not this way.
但是他对于以色列人所发表的话，确实很明确地把神的地位和实际显明在那里。
But the words that he's spoken to the Israelites has very clearly confirmed God's position.
我个人的领会，
in my personal understanding,
就是因为这一件事，
because of this incident,
神就纪念他，
that God remembered him.
我怎么说是神纪念他呢？
And why would I say that God remembered him?
我要提一件事情来，弟兄姊妹们，你稍微要以后多注意一点。
And now,mention this incident that verses can pay attention to it later.
如果你读列王记的时候，
if you read the books of the kings,
你发觉不管是哪一个犹大的王，
you discover that no matter which kings of Judah,
他们到了最末后的时候，
at the very end years,
包括所罗门在里头，
including Solomon,
在列王记那里就说的说上这么一件事。
And in the books of Kings, it mentioned this incident.
他一生所做的都记录在犹大和以色列的列王记上。
That all that he has done is recorded in the chronicles of Judah and Israel.
这是在列王记里边你所看到的那。
And these are the words you can see in the books of Kings.
但是你读到历代志的时候，
but when you read the books of Chronicles,
你也看到这句话。
You will also see these words.
但是却不是每一个犹大王都是用这一句话。
But it's not for every king of Judah.
用这一句话来记录的那些王，如果你稍微注意的话，都是很糟糕的王。
And the kings that these words are used to describe them, these kings are very bad.
但是其当中有好些个王。
And there's many kings.
他们原来是好的。
In the beginning, they were good.
后来走歪了。
But at the end, they walked astray.
神就用着这个话。
And God would use these words.
翻过来。
And to, on the contrary.
有些王本来是很糟糕的。
Some kings originally, they were very bad.
但是后来他转上神了。
But at the end, they turned back to God.
神却没有用这句话来记录他们。
Then God would not use these words to record about them.
那用什么话来记录呢？
And what words would he use?
用了用嘴，你现在先注意了。
Francis, take note.
我们先回头来留意从罗伯安开始。
Let's go back to look at Rehoboam.
十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节。对不起，十二章。
Chapter 12.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
你就看到一件事情，十五节。
Verse 15.
罗伯安所行的事，至始至终，不都写在先知示玛雅和先见基督的史记上吗？
As for the events of Rehoboam's reign from beginning to end, are they not written in the records of Shemaiah and the prophet and of Edo the seer that deal with genealogies.
然后你看了十三章。
And then you see chapter 13 at the end.
22节。Verse 22. 亚比亚其余的事和他的言行都写在先知以多的传上。
The other events of Abijah's reign, what he did and what he said are written in the annotations of the prophet Edo.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
那这两个王都不算是好的王。
These two kings, they could not be called good kings.
但是神这样子记录他们的事情。
But God recorded their events.
我们再看以后的那些。
And then if we look what followed.
有些王就是这样记录。
Some of the kings, they have such recordings.
有些王没有，就是犹大和列王记上。
Some of them don't.
什么原因
呢？ What is the reason?
如果我们稍微注意一下的话
If we pay attention,
我们先要肯定为什么是先知给他们做记录
And first we need to know why is that it's the prophets that record the event
为什么不是国家的那些 历史馆里头的人给他们做记录
And why is it not the officials of history that they record the events of the kings
列王记就全是国史馆的人给他做记录
For the books of kings is all those people from the officials that record history
但是历代
志
就是写了先知们来给他做记录
But in the books of chronicles it says it's a prophet They are the one who record the events.
那弟兄姊妹很显然就给让我们能领会。
And very clearly, brothers and sisters, we can understand.
我们首先就问先知是谁。
First, we need to know who are the prophets.
在那些日子，先知就是为神传话的人。
In those days, the prophets are those who deliver. The prophets are those who deliver God's word.
就是神用他们来向他的百姓说话的人。
That God uses people to speak to His people.
那现在我们就看到一件事。
And now we see this.
神不单是用着先知向他的百姓说话。
Not only did God use the prophets to speak to His people.
也用着先知来记录那个王的结局。
He also used the prophets to record the endings of the kings.
如果光是记载那个结局的话。
If it's only recording the ending of the king,
那也没什么值得我们去注意的。
Then there's nothing much for us to pay attention to.
但是我们要提出来去留意呢。
But when we need to mention about this,
就有一个特殊的原因在那里。
There's a special reason.
那是在那里表达神与人的关系。
Which is to tell of the relationship between God and man.
在神与人的关系上面，神的性情是怎么显明出来？
And in this relationship between God and man, how is God's nature revealed?
那如果按照罗伯安来说，
If it's according to Rehoboam,
罗伯安只有三年功夫在神面前蒙纪念。
That Rehoboam only has 3 years as remembered by God.
并且那个主动的还不是他自己，他是被动的。
And he's not even the one who took the initiative. He was just being forced to do it.
虽然是被动的。
Even though he was passive.
但是他就是那样的，来愿意站在神的一边。
But he was willing to stand on God's side.
神就纪念他。
And God remembers him.
神就让先知来给他做传记。
That God led the prophets to write about his life.
现在这个亚比亚也是。
And Abijah is the same case.
他蒙纪念的事情更少了。
That he has even fewer things to be remembered.
因为他做王只不过三年。
Because he only reigned for 3 years.
在他三年的过程里头。
Within these 3 years.
神能给他记下来的只有那么一件事。
That's the only thing that can be recorded by God.
虽然是只有那么一件事。
But even though it's only one matter.
因为那一件事是他很清楚的说出站在神的一边是唯一的选择。
But in this matter, he said it very clearly, this is only choice, you can only choose to stand on God's side.
就因此这样的一件事情，神就特别的纪念了他。
And because of this incident that God remembered him specially.
那我想弟兄姊妹们。
My sisters.
如果一个人一生的里头什么都很糟糕的。
If in one's life everything's very bad,
只有一件事情是不糟糕的。
But only one matter, one incident is not bad.
我想在人的中间绝对不会有任何一个人是因着那一个人只有那么一件的事情，也就是说这个人还可以。
I think that there's no one would think because this person has one incident that he has done good that we remember him and said that he's a good person.
那在人中间你很难看到。你一生都很坏很坏，但只有一件事情是好的，人家就说，哎，这个人还是有可取。
And among men, it would be very difficult to find that if you have done all through your life, you've done bad things, and you have only done one good thing, and people would say that you're still good. And this is man.
但是我们在这里看到谁？
But now we see God here.
好像跟人的那个习惯、想法不一样。
It's as if it's different from man's habit and the thinking.
没有什么事可以纪念的。
There's nothing to be remembered for.
以亚比亚来说只有一件。
And Abijah, he only has one matter.
神仍然纪念他。
But God still remembered him.
而仍然在列王记那边呢，还记载一件事情。
And in the books of Kings, there's a recording of another matter.
因着大卫的缘故。
Because of David's sake.
神还没有叫耶路撒冷的灯光灭掉。
That God has not caused the light of Jerusalem to be put out.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
And brothers and sisters, you can see that.
神能接受这个，这个人仍然在他的面前站。
That God can let this person continue to stand before him.
我们就不能不看到我们的神的那个体恤和怜悯。
Then we could not help but see our God's mercy and his caring.
按照人来说，
according to men,
那这些人都没有条件可以被纪念。
That these people, they do not have the conditions to be remembered.
但神还是纪念他。
But God remembered them.
有多少事情可以给纪念？
And how many incidences or matters can be remembered? It's not many.
只有那么一点点。
Only a little bit.
那这是一面。
And this is one aspect of it.
但是但神要叫我们去留意的，不是只留意这一面。
But what God wanted us, what wanted us to pay attention to is not only
this.
And if we only pay attention to this aspect, then we can go according to what we
need. 我们可以放肆到一个地步，我们就说神啊，我们现在回来了。
And we can do as we please until the time that God, I'm coming back.
你要纪念我。
That you need to remember me.
这是一方面。
This is only one aspect.
好，我们往前去看。
And we'll continue.
当我们看到亚比亚三年过去了，死掉了。
And we see that Abijah after 3 years he died.
然后他的儿子就接上来做王。
And his king continued to be and continued to his son continued to be king.
那他的儿子是谁呢？
And who is his son?
叫做亚撒。
His name is Asa.
那亚撒是一个怎么样的王呢？
And what kind of king is Asa?
是一个好王。
He's a good king.
一般来说。
Generally speaking,
是一个好王。
It's a good king.
因为他实在是为神做了一些事情，神很满意的。
Because he has done some things for God that's satisfying God's heart.
在历史上的事情我们不提他了。
And we would not mention the historical event.
他做完了以后，
after he became king,
你留意到第二节怎么说？
Let's look at verse 2.
十四章第二节。
Chapter 14, verse 2.
亚撒行耶和华他神眼中看为善为正的事，除掉外邦神的坛和丘坛，打碎塑像，砍杀木偶。
The Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. He removed the foreign altars and the high places, smashed the sacred stone and cut down the Asherah poles.
吩咐犹大人寻求耶和华他们列祖的神，遵行他的律法诫命。
He commanded Judah to seek the Lord, the God of their fathers, and to obey his laws and commandments.
犹大各城西除掉丘坛和日向，那是国享太平。
He removed the high places and incense altars in every town in Judah, and the kingdom was at peace under him.
又在犹大建造了几座坚固城，国内太平数年，没有战争，因为耶和华赐他平安。
He built up the fortified cities of Judah, since the land was at peace. No one was at war with him during those years, for the Lord gave him rest.
然后第七节以后，他就是对犹大人在那里明明的宣告。
And from verse 7 on, he was there to proclaim to the people.
我们能有这样的日子。
The reason we have these days.
乃是因为我们寻求耶和华。
It's because we seek after the Lord.
我们寻求耶和华。
We seek after the Lord.
他就赏赐我们这样世境平安的恩典。
And he gives us rest on every side.
不但是这样。
And not only that.
还有。弟兄姊妹，你转看到十五章。
Let's go to chapter 15.
十六节。
Verse 16.
他还做了一件事情是非常不容易的。
He's also done another thing that's very difficult.
十五章十六节。
Chapter 15, verse 16.
亚撒王贬了他祖母玛扎太后的位，因他造了可憎的偶像亚瑟拉。亚撒砍杀他的偶像，堵得倒得粉碎，烧在希伦西边，只是秋坛还没有从以色列中废去。
Verse 16, King Asa also deposed his grandmother Micah from her position as queen mother, because she has made a repulsive Asherah pole. Asa cut the pole down, broke it up, and burned it in the Kidron Valley, although he did not remove the high places from Israel.
亚撒将他父所分别为圣与自己所分别为圣的金银和器皿都奉到耶神的殿里。
He brought into the temple of God the silver and the gold and the articles that he and his father had dedicated.
从这时直到亚撒三十五年都没有征战的事。
There was no more war until the 35th year of Asa's reign.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
My sisters, take note.
亚撒做王，三十五年的里头。
Within,
没有多少的战事。
Within the 35 years of Asa's reign, there was not many wars.
只有十四章的那里，跟古实人打了一仗，非常大的。
It was only that war that's mentioned in chapter 14, the war against the Cushite. It's a great battle.
他就大获全胜。
But he had complete victory.
因为他们是依靠耶和华。
Because they relied on the Lord.
他们知道自己没有办法跟敌人相比。
They knew they could not compare to the enemy.
但是他们知道要仰赖神。
But they knew to rely on God.
结果他们大获全胜。
As a result, they gained complete victory.
No, 因着这一场仗打完。
And after this battle was fought.
他们回到耶路撒冷的时候。
And they returned to Jerusalem.
有一先知来对他说。
A prophet came and said to him.
他说你们已经经历了神这样的一些的作为。
That you have experienced these deeds of the Lord.
你们就应当顺从神了。
That you should follow God.
你知道耶和华神是要与你们同在的。
That you know the Lord Jehovah would want to be with you.
你们越寻找他，你就一定寻见他。
If you seek him, he will be found by you.
但是路上你们离弃他呢，他也离弃你们。
But if you forsake him, he will forsake you.
那你们看看北方的以色列人。
And if you look at the Israelites in the north.
十五章的第三节。
Chapter 15, verse 3.
以色列人不信真神，没有训诲的祭司，也没有律法，已经好久了。
For a long time, Israel was without the true God, without a priest to teach, and without the law.
但他们在艰难的时候归向耶和华以色列的神，寻求他，他就被他们寻见。
But in the distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, and he was found by them.
我们看前面的那些历史，我们没有办法看到在以色列中究竟什么时候发生过一件这样的事。
In the previous history, we could not find that such a history in the history of Israel.
那因此我们很有理由相信，这个就是说到以色列被分裂了以后，后来他们不愿意跟随拜金牛犊，回过来归向犹大这一件事情。
So we have reasons to believe it's talking about after Israel is divided and those people who are not willing to worship the golden calves, they return.
那这些从北边以色列回来的人。
The people returned from Israel from the north.
神接纳他们。
That God accepted them.
犹大也接纳他们。
And Judah accepted them.
神也才显明的祝福在他们的身上。
And God manifested His blessing upon
them. 特别我们上次读到的罗伯安在他做王头三年是蒙神特别的祝福的，而那个祝福的原因就是因着这一批从以色列转回来的那一批百姓。
And that we mentioned it last time that Rehoboam, he was specially blessed by God in the first 3 years. It was because of those people returned from Israel.
那因着有了这些个经历
，And because of these experiences,
又加上这一次打败了古实人。
And also this time they defeated the Cushites.
那先知就那亚撒利亚就很明显的告诉他你要刚强。
So the prophet Azariah told them very clearly you need to be strong.
那些偶像的事情上面，对付野神怒气的事上面，你不要手软。
That you should be strong, and in the dealings with the idols.
那因着这样的先知的话一来。
And because of the words of the prophet came,
你就看到一件事情。
And you see this matter.
第八节，十五章的。
Verse 8.
亚撒听到这些话，他就在整个的犹大，再加上他所能控制的以色列的那些地区。
That after Asa heard all these words among the whole land of Judah and all the places that he have control on,
就把所有拜偶像的那些事物都除掉。
That he had completely gotten rid of all those things that has to do with idols.
然后又重新修建耶和华殿的前面的坛。
And he repaired the altar of the Lord.
然后呢，就接上去说到他贬了他祖母玛加的位。
And then it continued to talk about how he deposed his grandmother as the queen mother.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
因为他祖母玛加，他带领人去拜外邦的神。
Because his grandmother Mecca led the people to worship idols.
那结果亚撒就不管他是祖母不祖母，都把他那个位贬掉。
So Asa, not because she is his grandmother, that he determined to depose
her. 也把那些外邦的偶像除掉。
And he has gotten rid of all the idols.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得。
Brothers and sisters, you know.
他这个祖母的来头蛮大的。
That this grandmother comes from a great background.
不单是只是祖母的那个关系了。
It's not just a relationship of grandmother and grandchild.
他这个祖母是谁？
And who is this grandmother?
是亚沙龙的女儿。
He was, she was the daughter of Absalom.
那就是大卫的的孙女儿了。
That she was the granddaughter of David.
所以在他们中间不仅是有那一个家谱上的那个上下代的关系。
So not only do they have a family, a blood relationship.
他们还有一个那个血亲的那个关系。
So they have this blood relationship.
你要对这一个人下手。
And if you want to deal with this person,
那要有很大的勇气。
That you have to have great courage.
你的要尊重她吗？
That if you need to respect her.
她是祖母啊。
She is the grandmother.
你是孙子啊。
And you're the grandson.
虽然不是直接从她那里养出来的。
Even though it's not directly from her line.
但是那个辈分是在哪里？
But the position is there.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们看到亚撒的事情的时候，
When we look at the matters of Asa,
你看到亚撒的确是一个很不错的王。
You see that Asa is a very good king.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
亚撒做王做了41年。
That Asa reigned for 41 years.
在41年的里头，有35年他是非常平静安稳，又很蒙神的祝福的。
That within this 41 years, there were 35 years that he enjoyed peace and he was blessed by God.
但是，一到了36年。
But at the 36th year.
在他幕后的那五年。
The last 5 years of his life.
好像情况发生一个大转变。
There was a great change.
所以十六章你就看到，亚撒三十六年的时候。
So in chapter 16, you can see in the 36th year of Asa's reign.
那先是以色列王来攻击犹大。
First is the king of Israel came to attack Judah.
啊，不知道是什么原因。
We don't know the reason.
也许三十五年的太平，把犹大人弄得完全失去了那个斗志。
It could be because of 35 years of peace make the people of Judah cause them not to have the will to fight.
因为太平了。
Because it's too restful.
所以都寻求安逸去了。
So they enjoy the peaceful time.
因为一寻求安逸的缘故。
And they seek for pleasure and rest.
慢慢的有意的无意的就把神忘记了。
So gradually they forget God.
圣经没有明说。
The Bible did not tell us clearly.
但是你看上去是看到这件事情。
But if you continue to read on, you can see this.
因为三十五年以前。
Because before this 35th year.
跟古时人打仗那一次。
The time they defended against the Christians.
在历史的比较上面来说，以色列犹大人是没有什么得胜的把握的。
In terms of military strength, that the people of Judah would not have the assurance to win.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
因为他们在那里仰望神。
Because they relied on God.
结果犹大人没有给打败。
As a result, the people of Judah were not defeated.
给打败的却是古时人。
Cushites were the ones who were defeated.
并且把打败到一个地步，好像不能再起来了。
And they were defeated to a point that they could not rise up anymore.
那是三十五年的前的事。
And that happened within the first
35 years.
And
也是犹大的百姓都经历过的事。
It's also the experience of the people of Judah.
三十五年虽然是蛮长的时间。
Even though 35 years, it's a very long time according to men.
没有一半的时间也都有三分一的时间。
Even if it's one half of a lifetime, it could be one third of a lifetime.
但是过了这三十五年的平静安逸的生活。
But after this 35 years of peace and rest,
人里边的心思向着神好像冷淡了。
It's as if the heart of man has turned cold toward God.
所以当三十六年的时候。
So at the 36th year,
以色列人来攻打犹大。
The people of Israel came to attack Judah.
他们就好像没有办法去抵挡了。
And they did not have the strength to defend themselves.
那他怎么去解决这个问题呢？
And how did he solve this problem?
36章那里。
Chapter
16?
In chapter 16?
就是在36年那一次。
It's in the 36th year.
以色列王来攻打犹大。
The king of Israel came to the...Did attack Judah.
就是这个从前大败五十人的亚撒。
It's this Asa who defeated the Cushites completely.
他就从耶和华的殿和王宫的府库里拿出金银来送给住在大马色的亚兰王。
That he took silver and gold out of the treasury of God's temple and sent it to the king of Aram.
对他说啊。第三节，你父曾与我父立约，我与你也要立约。现在我将金银送给你，求你废掉你与以色列王巴沙所立的约，使他离开我。
Let there be a treaty between me and you, he said, as there was between my father and your father. See, I'm sending you silver and gold. Now break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so he will withdraw from me.
那我们先看这一件事。
Let's first look at this incident.
那现在犹大碰到一个大事。
So now Judah has come across this great matter.
那亚撒王怎样去解决呢？
And how did King Asa solve this problem?
如果是35年前。
If this is before the 35th year.
他并不是跟与古时人打仗的时候一样仰望耶和华神。
That he would for sure rely on God just as he did when he dealt with the Cushites.
但这一次不一样了。
But this time it was different.
他一看到那个难处那么大。
When he saw this difficulty was so great.
他就 用人的办法了。
Then he used the method of man.
用近代的话来说。
And used today's language.
他就用外交的手段。
And he uses political diplomatic strategy.
那然后就用人的方法去寻求援助了。
And he used man's way to seek help.
他一定是送了很多金银给亚述王。
He must have sent a lot of silver and gold.
因为这些金银是从王宫里头这和在圣殿的里头全都收出来了。
Because this silver and gold are out of the lost temple and the palace.
如果王宫的那个不够，就从圣殿里边拿了。
If it wasn't enough from the palace, then he would go to the lost temple.
或者翻过来，先把圣殿的拿出来，还不够就从王宫里边也拿了。
Or maybe he started with the lost temple, and if it's not enough, then he took out some more in the palace.
总而言之，一定是好大批的那个金银。
But anyway, it's a lot of silver and gold.
我们要问的。
Then we need to ask this.
这是金银，是属于谁的？
Who do these silver and gold belong to?
如果是属于王宫的，那个是他自己的管辖权，我们可以不必管他。
And if they belong to the palace, it's under his control, then we don't need to pay attention to them.
但是圣殿里头的呢？
But those belong to the Lord's temple.
那是属于耶和华神的。
And these belong to God.
亚撒就在那里把这些属神的那整个事物拿出来，作为他的那个应急的一种方法。
And Asa took these things that belong to the Lord, to the Lord's temple, to deal with the situation.
有没有解决问题呢？
Did he solve the problem?
有。
Yes, he did.
解决问题是解决。
The problem was solved.
那亚述王就解除了跟以色列人所立的盟约。
That the king has break the treaty between him and the Baasha king of Israel.
相反的，还去来对付以色列的军兵。
And he turned around to deal with the troop of Israel.
结果呢，以色列的军队只好退走。
So as a result, the troop of Israel retreated.
犹大就解决了他的困难了。
And Judah has solved his problem.
平安。
And peace.
现在问题来了。
Now there's a problem.
神就兴起另外一个先知。
That God raised another prophet.
来见亚撒王。
And to come to see Asa.
很清楚就指出他一件事。
Very clearly he pointed out one thing.
他说你仰赖第七节。
Verse 7.
十六章十七节。第七节。
Chapter 16 verse 7.
那时先见哈拿尼来见犹大王亚撒，对他说，因你仰望亚兰王，没有仰赖耶和华你的神，所以亚兰王的军兵脱了了你的手。
At the time Hanani the seer came to Asa king of Judah and said to him, because
古时人路比人的军队不是甚大吗？战车马兵不是极多吗？只因你仰赖耶和华，他便将他们交在你手里。
That because you rely on the king of Aram and not on the Lord your God, the mighty king of Aram has escaped from your hand. Were not the Cushites and the Libyans a mighty army with great numbers and of chariots and horsemen?
耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能帮助向他心存诚实的人。你这是行的愚昧。时候你必有征战的事。
Yet when you rely on the Lord, He delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. You have done a foolish thing, and from now on you will be at war.
那我们先来看先知所说的话。
Let's look at the words of the prophet.
就提起三十五年前的事。
That it mentioned what happened 35
years ago. 然后又在这里提到。
And then here it mentions
你这样做得很愚昧。
That you have done a foolish thing.
愚昧在什么地方呢？
What have you done that's foolish?
你仰赖亚兰人。
That you rely on the king of Aram.
但是你再看进去。
And if you look deep inside.
好像神在这一次有一个安排。因为亚撒没有依靠神， 而叫神那个安排没有做成功。
It says that God had an arrangement, but because King Asa did not rely on God, that this arrangement is fulfilled.
啊，我们不知道这个详细的内容。
And we do not know the details.
因为圣经在没有别的地方来记载这个事。
Because in the Bible, there's no other places that record the same matter.
但是你先知在那里说这个话。
But if you hear the words of the seer,
啊，怎么说呢？
What are these words about?
你没有仰望耶和华神。
That you did not rely on God.
所以亚兰王的军兵脱了你的手。
So the army of King Aram has escaped from your hand.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话有点值得我们去注意。
And these words deserve our attention.
你说是以色列人来攻打犹大。
He said it's the Israelites who attacked Judah.
怎么？先知说的话是说，如果你依赖神的话，你不单是会胜过以色列，连亚兰的军兵你都给他解决。
But why is that the prophet said if you relied on the Lord, not only can you defeat the army of Aram, but also the army of Israel, you can deal with them.
我们不知道那个具体那个实际的那个情形是怎样。
We don't know the reality.
但是我们可以想象，虽然这个想象不一定是能有圣经的印证。
But we can imagine, even though we may not have the Bible to back it up.
大概我相信大概和当时的事实不会离得太远。
But I believe it's not far from the fact at that time.
以色列人怎么敢来攻打犹大呢？
Why would the Israelites have the courage to attack Judah?
你从这里看到，因为他跟亚兰王有盟约。
Because you see here, they have a covenant with King Aram.
所以你可以想象得到，当以色列人去攻打犹大的时候，他也邀请亚兰，我们是结盟的，所以我现在去打犹大，你也来帮忙我。
So we can imagine when the Israelites were to attack Judah, they talked to the king of Aram and said that we have a treaty and we are allies, so let's attack Judah together.
那所以亚撒就用金银去给亚兰王，要求他废掉和以色列所借的盟。
So King Asa gave silver and gold to the king of Aram, so that he will break the treaty with Israel.
那所以结果亚兰人就没有攻打犹大，就倒转那个刀枪来对付以色列。
So as a result.The people of Aram did not attack Judah, but on the contrary, they attacked the Israelites.
很可能当时的情形就是这样。
So very possibly, that's the situation then.
在那里就说。
So the Bible says here.
35年前，你们怎么对付古实人？
Before the 35th year, how you dealt with the Cushites?
现在你们应当是同样的可以对付以色列和亚兰的那个联军。
Now you should be able to do the same to the Israelites and the troop of Aram.
很可能神在这一次是要把亚兰的那个力量来瓦解的。
It's very possible that God wanted to completely defeat the power of Aram at this time.
原因我们不知道。
We do not know the
reason. 不过按照这里的话，我们看到说亚兰的军兵就脱离你的手。
But,
这个话。
But according to here,
这就是话里有话的。
According to here, when it says that the army of the king of Aram has escaped from your hand, that's very meaningful here.
虽然那个时候，亚兰人和以色列人是有立了约了，结了盟的。
Even though at that time they have a treaty between Aram and Israelites and their allies.
但是我们读列王记的时候，我们看到一个事实。
But when we read the books of Kings, we see this fact.
那一段时间。欺负以色列最厉害的就是亚兰人。
That at that time, the country that was dealing with Israel, the most severely is Aram.
以利沙的日子所要对付应付的就是亚兰人。
And in the time of Elisha, that they have to deal with the people of Aram.
会不会是神要在这个时候要把亚兰人压下去，省得他对以色列的子民有一些的欺负呢？这个我不敢说。
So we're not sure if this is be possible that this time God really wanted to subdue the people of Aram so that they would not be able to deal with the Israelites anymore.
但是最低限度, 你看到这一句话的时候,
but at the very least, when we read these words,
你就会想,
then you would think,
为什么? 先知会说这样一句话呢?
That why would the prophet say such a thing?
你好像把亚兰人的军民放走了呢?
It's as if they have let the army of Aram escape.
如果我们刚才所推测的真的是对的话,
if what we assumed earlier was correct,
那亚撒在这里就好像不但是跟不上神的意思, 并且是破坏了神的安排。
So Asa here, not only did he was he not able to catch up with God, that he was actually destroying what God wanted to do.
当然先知的说了这一番话, 亚撒听不进去。
But of course, the words of the prophet was not accepted by the king Asa.
因为这样一说, 好像把他的自尊伤得太厉害了。
Because he was hurting his pride.
因为先知明说, 你做了愚昧的事。
Because the prophet was very clear to say that he has done a foolish thing.
人不仰赖耶和华。
That he relied on man and not on God.
你做事情做得很愚昧。
That you have done a foolish thing.
我们看亚撒那个时候的反应。
Let's look at Asa's reaction.
留意第十节
Verse 10
他亚撒因此恼恨先见, 把他囚在监里。
Asa was angry with the seer because of this. He was so enraged that he put him in prison.
还有那时, 亚撒也虐待了一些人民。
At the same time, Asa brutally oppressed some of the people.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
你再看下去。
If we continue to
read, 亚撒所行的事, 自始至终都写在犹大和以色列诸王记上。
The events of Asa's reign from beginning to the end are written in the books of kings of Judah and Israel.
亚撒王39年, 他脚上有病, 而且甚重, 病的时候没有求耶和华, 只求医生。
In the 39th year of his reign, Asa was afflicted with a disease in his feet, though his disease was severe, even in his illness, he did not seek help from the Lord, but only from the physicians.
他作王41年而死, 与他列祖同睡, 葬在大卫城自己所做的坟墓里, 放在床上, 其床堆满各样馨香的香料, 就是按桌香的做法, 调和的香料, 又为他烧了许多的物件。
Then in the 41st year of his reign, Asa died and rested with his fathers. They buried him in a tomb that had he had cut out for himself in the city of David. They laid him on the bier, covered with spices and various blended perfumes, and they made a huge fire in his honor.
那弟兄姊妹,
after you read these words, you can see the ending years of Asa, how he lived.
但是我要让弟兄们留意的就是, 当他行完了, 他一生的路程, 谁给他做结论?
But what I'd like Brothers and Sisters to pay attention to is after he walked through his life, who was there to give him an evaluation?
你往后面去看的时候,
if you continue to read on,
你会看到, 约阿斯也好, 西西家也好, 他们仍然都是先知给他们做结论。
We can see that in later times that whether it's Hezekiah or another king, that it's only the prophets that gave them the comments at the end of the years.
但是像亚撒起头有35年 在神面前是那样的蒙恩。
That for Asa, the first 35 years, he was receiving so much grace from God.
当末了那个结论就是, 只是记在犹大和以色列诸王记上。
But at the very end, the conclusion was only written in the books of the kings of Judah and Israel.
你说为什么神不让先知来给他做记录?
And you would ask, why didn't God use the prophets to write the record, the records?
难道35年亚撒的那一些事情都没有在神面前可以蒙纪念吗?
Is that because all through the 35 years, there's nothing remembered by God?
弟兄姊妹们, 我们 要留意幕后我们刚才所念的那段经文。
Verses, we need to take note of the words that we read earlier.
头一件事情,
the first thing,
他不能再听神的话了。
that he could not listen to God's words anymore.
先知给他说话,
the prophet
他就恼恨先知,
that he was angry with him,
把先知下在监里,
and he put the prophet into prison.
这是头一件事,
and this is the first thing.
第二件事,
the second thing,
也说到他那个时候也虐待了好些百姓,
and that he oppressed some of the people.
然后,
and then,
第三件事情,
the third thing,
他脚有病,
that he have a disease in his feet.
但他没有寻求谁,
but he did not seek help from the Lord.
以致脚的病就把他命的要去了。
So as a result, the disease of his feet caused his life.
这是第三件。
And this is the third thing.
第四件。
The fourth.
这个事情最严重。
And this is most serious.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你读到这里的时候你有没有感觉。
I don't know if Francis have some feelings when you read these words.
葬在自己所做的坟墓里。
That he died and buried in the tomb that he cut out for himself.
放在床上。
And then he was laid
on the bed. 堆满各样馨香的料, 的馨香的香料。
And it was covered with spices and perfumes.
这没什么不得了啊。
And there's nothing special here.
这是犹大人他们的习惯啊。
And this is a custom of the people of Judah.
就用那个香膏来膏尸体嘛。
And then they put perfume on
the corpse. 用香料来膏那个尸体嘛。
And the spices to wrap around the dead body.
钉死了以后，那他埋葬的时候，你看到的妇女们啊，尼哥底母啊，他们也就是用了好多的香料来膏主耶稣的身体啊。
And for our Lord it was the same when he was buried. The women and Nicodemus they used a lot of spices and perfume for his body.
这没有什么了不起啊。
So it's nothing special here.
但是为什么圣灵在这里做的这个记录，把这个事情提出来呢
？But why is it the Holy Spirit made a record here?
他用香料是没有错。
It was nothing wrong with him using the spices.
但是你用什么样的香料，这里边有讲究。
But what kind of spices that you use, that's the story behind it.
弟兄姊妹，你注意，圣灵在这里就写上一句话。
The Holy Spirit records some words.
他们的香料是按照香做香的做法来调和的香料。
The spices is the spices that's used for incense.
弟兄姊妹们
My sisters,
你留意这句话
Take note of this.
在什么地方出现过
Where has it appeared before?
在出埃及记出现过
It appears in the book of Exodus.
神告诉以色列人建造会幕的时候
And God told the Israelites when they entered the tabernacle. 当中
有一小段的话就是说 讲到怎么做香
There's some words that describe how they should make the incense.
在那里特别的指出
And it made special mention there.
这一个做香的方法
the method to make the incense
只能是在会幕里面焚烧的香可以用
It could only be used by the incense that's burned within the tabernacle.
如果在民间有人要闻这香啊，或者是要照这个香来做来调和做香啊。
If among the people, there are people who want to smell the incense or to make the incense, and this person has been cut off from the people.
当然我们知道
of course we know.
神指定的那一个香是单单是让神去享用的，人要去享用就是抢夺
神
的物。
Incense is determined by God is only used by him and should only be enjoyed by him.
现在亚撒死了。
Now Asa died.
他满床都摆了那些香料，再来膏他的身体。
His bed was covered with spices and perfumes.
但是这些香呢？这些香料呢
？But these spices
是按照做香的方法调和的那些香料。
These spices are according to the method that's supposed to be used by the incense.
你很清楚知道了这个。按照做香的方法调和的香料，就是指着在圣殿，当时是圣殿，以前就是在会幕里头的那一个定规。
And this method of making the incense is according to at that time that in the temple or earlier in the tabernacle.
弟兄姊妹，你看到
？Princess, you see this?
只是一点点的问题。
It's only a small issue here.
就产生了一个在神面前那么严重的一个抵触。
And it has created such a problem before God.
那是什么问题造成这个结果呢
And what is the reason that created this result?
过了三十五年平静安稳的生活。
After 35 years of peace,
失去了对神的依靠和警醒。
That they have lost their reliance on God.
那结果呢？他死了。
And as a result, he died.
历代志的里边，神就没有让先知来记上他的一笔。
And in the book of Chronicles, that God did not let the prophet to record his life.
只是让国史馆里头的那些人把他记录在犹大和以色列的列王记上。
But only the people or the officials who's in charge of history to record his life. What does that mean?
刚好和前面那两个王的事情翻过来，是不是？
It's just the opposite of the two previous kings.
那两个很坏。
Those two kings were very bad.
但是有一点可蒙纪念的事情，神还是纪念了。
But they have a little bit that can be remembered by God, and God remembered them.
这个王很好。
But this king is very good.
但是后来走迷了。
But at the end, he walked astray.
结果好像他走迷的事情盖过了他以前在神面前所蒙的纪念。
So the fact that he walked astray has covered up all those years that was remembered by God.
用新约的话来。看那是什么一回事。
And using the words of the New Testament,
那不是启示录第三章、第二章、第三章里面所说过的那件事情吗？
Isn't it the same as the book of Revelation we call it in chapter 3 or 4?
要持守。
That what you have, you should hold fast.
你要持守你所有的。
And you have to hold fast to what you have.
免得人夺去你的冠冕。
Otherwise, your crown will be taken away.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们留意到。这个是神的记录。
But this is when we notice this is a recording of God.
从这些记录的里边，我们看到神的性情。
From these recordings, we see the nature of God.
如果你是很糟糕、很糟糕，但是你能会转过来。
If you are very bad, but you would return and repent.
神不计较你过去的那些缺欠。
That God would not count your lacking.
神上面显明，他是寻找就寻见的神。
God would manifest that He's a God to be when you seek Him, He will be found.
这里头也用着这样的也说过一些这些话和主所说的寻找就寻见的这一点。
And here it also have these words that mention this point about. When you seek the Lord, He will be found.
但是你转过来看亚撒的时候
But when you come back and look at Asa,
你刚好看到一个相反的光景
You will see this completely opposite condition.
原来是一个蛮好的王
Originally, he was a very good king.
就是因着不够警醒
But because he was not alert enough.
不会维持在神面前那个正常的关系
And he would not hold fast to this normal relationship before God.
结果他落到一个地步
That he, at the end,
好像神给他对他的纪念都消失了。
That he's falling to this condition that the remembrance of God.
最低限度来说是褪色了。
Or at the very least faded away.
这实在是给我们看到一些属灵的功课。
So let us see some spiritual lessons.
这些都是讲了王的事。
And all these talked about the matters of the king.
好像。如果我们要把它归纳出来的话，神就借助这些人正面反面来告诉我们怎么做王。
So God uses people whether positively or negatively and tell us how to be kings.
弟兄姊妹记得，我们这些在救恩里头蒙拣选的人，神是要拣选我们出来去做王的。
That brings us to remember we are within in the grace and that we are chosen to be kings.
那神不单是给我们一个做王的位分
，Not only did God give us this position of being king，
他也借助历史上的事情告诉我们怎么学习去做王。
And He also uses historical events to teach us how to be kings。
这个是历代志里头给我们的很明显的一个造就的方向。
And this is the very clear direction that's given to us in the book of Chronicles。
我们感谢神。
We thank God。
因为他从前是怎么照着他的心意来做他的工
，and how he did his work according to his will before。
现在还是一样的，照着他的心意来带领我们。
Today is still the same that He lead us according to His will. We thank the Lord. We'll stop here this evening.